Donna.
Yes, man.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, everything's fine, Baruch Hashem.
Are you planning a Seder?
I'm going to my synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. Where are you going? You're staying at home doing the Seder?
I have one at home and one with the congregation.
Okay.
And I'm not. I just made my list of what I have left to do, and it's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Just the cleaning is driving me crazy.
Well, I still have the bathrooms to do. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It always gets done. And it's kind of like Friday night on Shabbat. You run into the last minute. But I was born on a Friday, so, and an hour before Shabbat. So I guess that's part of my tikkun.
Okay.
So I got to stay calm and cool. In the language of branches, it would be binding by striking. And I sure had a lot of practice this week.
Well, yeah, I'm so glad that we practice our how to manage this month with the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many relationships for the month, you know, with the Mars being a planet of wars and blood and all that.
Excuse me. I might have to put the fan on when I get hot. I start coughing. I have to turn the fan. Do you have a question tonight?
No, but I believe he's going to talk about Pesach. That's what I think he says he was going to do.
So not question and answer.
I guess no, but well, let's see. I don't have any questions. I just have a lot, still some cleaning to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of little things that we need to still know more about this holiday.
Brandilla.
Yes, come on, Brandy.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Does anybody have any questions?
I have a grammar question.
Okay.
Today, the Naphtali, one of the names associated was Akira. And last week, I had to sub for the Hebrew teacher, and the lesson was on roots, and they were being introduced to roots for the first time. And we talked about how some, you know, most Hebrew roots have three letters, but there are words that have four, and there are some that have two. And I gave them some examples of how to locate the root. And I also used the word, the root of Natan, the nun, the Tav, and the final nun, and showed them how the nun usually dropped out, which you said today when you were talking about Akira. And then, oh, I had several words listed where the nun came, the initial nun came out of the word. And then I had, this is called an infinitive, to give, that you only had one letter left. And today, when you mentioned that some, that the two letter roots had a connection to Aramaic, I had never heard that before. So when we see two letter roots, does that letters have dropped out, or are they just two letter roots and linked to Aramaic?
Well, if it's a two-letter root where the third letter has dropped out, then it's a three-letter root, because
okay,
the infinitive is three letters.
Okay.
The pure two-letter roots are connected to Aramaic.
Okay. Can you, well, I could use those examples if I ever needed them. The one for brother and the one for evil or poor vision. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. Also, there was an article maybe a week or 2 weeks ago from another student of Kabbalah who made the comment that Israel was the only part of the world that wasn't affected by the flood, Noah's flood, according to the Zohar. And we're pretty far along in the book of Noah, and so far I haven't come across that. And maybe I just wondered if that was a valid statement.
It is a valid statement, and you missed it because we have already discussed it.
Okay. Was it way back, or was it lately?
It was in the earlier parts. I'm thinking around section 10, but,
okay,
you know, around that area.
Okay.
But again, that my memory is not what it once was.
Well, I'm brain tired. Oh. Okay, that's all I had to ask for now, anyway.
No problem.
Oh, let me ask one other question. You may have answered it today, but what if you really messed up on one of the days?
You can do teshuvah. Or you can accept the reality that month will be difficult, and
Well, that's what I'm upset about, because it was Tammuz. That's already a very negative month.
Well, you have to realize that while the actions we do on that day is affecting the month, the energy of that month is affecting the day. So it makes it more difficult to do positive actions during that day. And especially, I haven't read this, but it's appropriate to realize, just as the 6 days of seven days of creation relate to 1,000 years each, the same thing applies to the month relating to the 24 hours. While they're not a one-to-one relationship, but you can follow it fairly well. So if you look at what time of the day that action, that incident took place, you can relate it to which day of the month or which couple of days of the month, and just use binding by striking more effectively during the month itself.
Okay, I wondered if tomorrow, the day 13, wouldn't also be a help. Especially when we got to the verses that pertain to that particular Nasi.
Yeah. No, the 13 is unifying all of the months. It's a form of mercy where, for whatever reason, you missed a day or two, or some people 11, whatever months you missed, you're able to correct it, but it's not relating the actions to that. It's unifying the months. So it's not the same idea that the actions you do in the 13th would relate to all 12 months.
Okay.
The purpose of the 13th is to give you the opportunity to take control of it in an easier way, because you don't have to worry about the actions you do on that day, because the energy of 13 is all about unity anyway. I hope I'm being clear.
Yes, you are.
Okay. But if you did, as I said, if you did an action, you can always do teshuvah for that action. And since you have a good 3 months before Tammuz, you have the time to do the teshuvah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you'd like to go over the specific action that you think it's appropriate, give me a call off when we're not being recorded separately.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any questions? I hope you all have a good evening.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
Tomorrow is the 13th, where we'll do all 89 verses connecting to Hanukkah and all of the miracles. Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.